Morton absent. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. That brings us to 7B, which is formerly 6, acceptance of transmittal of police auditor's final report for 2008. We have two speaker cards on this. Should we hear from the public first? Okay, first is Herb Borok, to be followed by Aram James. Good evening, Mr. Borok. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor Druckmeyer and council members. I have two concerns about the report. The first is the reporting relationship. The original idea was to have an independent police auditor, and that was a clear action of the council 3 years ago. In fact, the recommendations the council first received from Police Chief Johnson seemed to indicate that it was a different reporting relationship to the police chief, and that was corrected with an email at places from Assistant City Manager Emily Harrison, that was an inadvertent mistake. However, the most recent three-year contract that you approved on consent calendar on August 3rd has the police chief as the project manager, and it appears the reporting relationship is there. The second concern is the number of reports you receive and how long it's been taking to receive them over time. The idea was to receive two reports a year to the council from the police auditor. And at first, the contracts were from September to September, and now they're from August to August. The first report was from September 2006 to March 2007, and that was dated May 7, 2007, and was on the council agenda for that date. The next one, from March 2007 to August 2007, was dated September 10th, with a transmittal later September 4th, 2007, and was on the council agenda for September 10th. The third report, from September 07 to March 08, was dated 2 months later, May 19th, 2008, and was not on the council agenda until 7 weeks after that, on July 7th, 2008. And now you have a report from April 2008 to January 09, which is more than 6 months, which seems to indicate you might have only two or three reports in the space of 2 years instead of four. It's dated April 13th, and you haven't received it until 7 months later on November 2nd. So I have a concern of both whether the council wants an independent auditor and whether it has procedures instituted to get timely reports to the council, and whether the independent auditor really feels he's reporting to the council rather than to the police department and the city manager. The auditor's contract has similar procedures that you have with your city auditor, where the auditor discusses the auditor's recommendations with the operating staff. But clearly, in your agenda package, you get reports from the city auditor. You don't get the city auditor's reports transmitted to you by the city manager. The deadly force. They're starting to be used in Palo Alto as a routine first option rather than talking, bringing crisis intervention folks in to play. This is an outrageous pattern that's starting to happen. I'm asking again, folks, in light of what the independent auditor is saying here and not saying by implication, we need to have a moratorium. Now, what is Taser International saying? They're saying what a lot of the think tanks have said. These things are too dangerous to use on unarmed people. Please, moratorium, folks. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll bring it back to council for any discussion. Councilmember Kishimoto.
Thank you. Well, can I just ask quickly about Herb Borok's point about the timing? I mean, why this is 6 months late?
Yes, Councilmember Kishimoto, I can answer the earlier example that he gave, but as it relates to this report, this really is my fault because it wasn't until I was meeting with the police auditor later this summer that it was clear to me that the council hadn't gotten this, because it was in my mail. I figured that it had just gone directly to the council, and at that point I said, oh my goodness, this is, we've got to get on a council agenda, and so there was one item in here that was a follow-up that I wanted to look at while you were on break, and then when we came back, I asked the staff to get this on an agenda. So it's completely my oversight because of how it was delivered to me, so that would not ever happen in the future again. Thanks.
Yes, I see. So in the future, they could just let us know directly that the report is ready?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we work with them, just to be absolutely sure that it goes directly to the council, yes.
Okay, thank you. And, I guess I had pulled this up because there was at least one of these cases that...